This is MSO News Sports. Our 2023 election coverage continues now with Brian LaPierre, Councilor-at-Large, City of Lynn, topping the ticket on Tuesday. Brian, and welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, thank you. It's always a pleasure having to be on with you and enjoying this wonderful Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. Great. Congratulations on topping the ticket, over 4,000 votes. Not the first time you've topped the ticket in the city council race, but tell us, what do you think contributed to that, regaining that mantle, if you will?
Well, Bill, sure. I mean, the history we have with the voters of Lynn has been remarkable, I have to say. It's a combination of doing the work, you know, in between these election cycles and not taking anything for granted and really responding to constituent services at a premium level and paying attention to the nitty-gritty things. And then when you turn on the election momentum, it's all about, you know, getting out that vote. And as you said, we've had a history of doing that. I do think that Lynners reward hard work, and there were hard-working candidates up and down the ballot yesterday, and those that did extremely well and are now elected again to another term absolutely epitomized that work ethic and that getting door-to-door, so to speak, listening and learning of what's on people's minds, and then obviously taking the cues from the electorate and then putting it into action in government. So it's really a combination of those things that we've been doing pretty successfully, as you mentioned, since 2015. And we're really proud of this moment because, as you know, Bill, you know, the longer you are in office, the more difficult it becomes to maintain the positions. And we've had a tough year with health in my family, and we're able to kind of bounce back this fall, and everyone's healthy and doing well. And I was able to get out there more, and I think last night's results are indicative of that.
Well, you and Kelly are great, and also I just want to note that you are hardworking, Brian, and you love what you do, and I think it shows. But so what's up for the council? What do you think is a number one thing coming up here in the next few weeks?
So I think right now there'll be some orientations with some of the ward councilors, and that would be Council Ward 1, Pete Meaney. Council Ward 2 was a change. We're losing about almost 60 years of institutional knowledge and experience on the council, with Councilors Losey, Starbird, and Colucci retiring, respectively. So with that comes new blood, if you will, a fresh perspective in Wards 1, Ward 2 with Obed Matul, Councilor-elect, and Ward 4 with Natasha Meggie Madry, Ward 4-elect, along with my colleague, Nicole McLean, who grabbed one of the Councilor-at-Large seats last night. So she'll have her full term. So with that being said, first priority is obviously getting together with them, with Council President Jay Walsh, and the rest of us will sort of take them along in an orientation and so forth and figure out what we're going to do come January.
You got it. Brian, anything else you want to share with us on winning the re-election last night?
No, I just want to say thank you to all the Lynn residents who came out for me yesterday, and it's really an honor and a privilege, and I love my city. The city of Lynn's been very good to me, and I want to give back, so we're really excited about the next term, Bill.
You got it. Brian LaPierre, Councilor-at-Large, City of Lynn, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.